Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Fighting the Waves by Linda Volpe, Pataskala, USA. I am the mother of a very wonderful child who came into my life as a child that shouldn't be. I was very ill, and the doctors all wanted to abort this child, but I refused. Even if this child cost me my life, he was going to get a chance to experience his. Tony grew up a very good and loving child, though I sound prejudiced, as any mother would be. One thing I taught him was never to leave each other's sight without saying, "I love you." I recommend this to all parents. You will never regret it, and it might be the last memory you ever have of them. Tony was born with hyperactivity, and though he could be a handful at times, those times were worth it. Knowing money was tight for us, he was never demanding and happy with what we could afford. One day, our family went to a water entertainment center with water slides, tubes, and a pool. It was sponsored by my company, so we could go for free. We had so much fun that day. They had a gigantic water wave pool. Tony and my nephew wanted to ride the inner tube on the wave and wanted my husband and I to ride also. Though I don't swim, I agreed, and we got on the tube together. The wave started and everyone was laughing. It was great and we were having the time of our life. Suddenly, my nephew shifted, the tube upturned, and we were all thrown into the water. Not knowing how to swim, I panicked. I knew I was going to drown. My husband grabbed my nephew and took him to the side, but I was losing my strength. Under I went, but suddenly I felt hands grab hold of me and pull me back to the surface. My son was trying hard to fight the waves to take me to the shore. He got me to the side of the pool. The guard kept telling him he could not hold on to the side of the pool. I could hear my son screaming at the guard, "Help me, my mother is drowning." Finally, they turned off the wave and pulled me from the pool. My son stood by as they forced water out of me that I was choking on. I could see the tears in his eyes as I started to come around. My son saved my life that day. He was only 13 years old. Antonio Michael Volpe, I am as proud of you today as I was that day.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.